Foxton Readers. Level 3. The Three Musketeers by Alexandra Dumas. Retold by C.S. Woolley. Read by Sally Cave. Copyright Foxton Books, 2017. Chapter 1. D'Artagnan was a young and handsome man. He was the son of a farmer. His father was a musketeer when he was a young man. The musketeers were the personal bodyguard of the King and Queen of France. D'Artagnan wanted to be a musketeer. He told his father, "I'm leaving home. I'm going to Paris. I want to become a musketeer." His father gave him some presents. He gave D'Artagnan an old yellow horse and a letter of introduction to Monsieur de Treville, who was the head of the king's musketeers. "Guide yourself with your courage and mind. Don't take any criticism from anyone except the cardinal and the king. With bravery and determination, you can achieve anything," his father said. D'Artagnan's mother gave him a salve to heal any wound quickly. He said goodbye to his mother and father. D'Artagnan rode the old yellow horse down the road. He reached the town of Meung. A well-dressed man with an eye patch saw D'Artagnan's horse. "A country bumpkin riding a broken old horse," he said to his friends. And they started laughing. D'Artagnan got angry. "I demand satisfaction, sir," D'Artagnan shouted. The well-dressed man's friends attacked D'Artagnan. They beat D'Artagnan until he was unconscious. When D'Artagnan woke up, the well-dressed man was talking to a beautiful woman in a carriage. "Very good, milady," the well-dressed man said. He got into the carriage and left the town of Meung. D'Artagnan stood up and dusted off his clothes. He patted his pocket. The letter of introduction to Monsieur de Treville was gone. The well-dressed man had stolen it. D'Artagnan got back on his horse and rode to Paris. He went to the home of Monsieur de Treville. There were many musketeers outside the house. They were telling stories about women and war. D'Artagnan went inside the house to meet Monsieur de Treville. "Aramis, Porthos, get in here," Monsieur de Treville shouted. D'Artagnan watched as two musketeers came into the room. Aramis was well-dressed and looked too delicate to be a musketeer. Porthos was a loud and boorish man. "Why did you fight with the cardinal's guards?" Monsieur de Treville asked, and said, "You two and Athos lost to the guards. They arrested you, and you let them call you cowards." "Monsieur de Treville, we did kill some of the guards," Porthos said. The door opened, and another musketeer walked in. He was a handsome and distinguished man. He was wounded. Monsieur de Treville's attitude changed. He didn't look angry anymore. He looked worried. The man collapsed on the floor. "Athos, quickly fetch the doctor," Monsieur de Treville shouted. The musketeers in the house found the doctor and brought him to Athos. The doctor took Athos away to treat his wounds. The other musketeers left the room. Monsieur de Treville looked at D'Artagnan. "What do you want?" he asked. "I'm here to join the musketeers. I've come from Gascony. My father was a musketeer. He gave me a letter of introduction to give you, but a well-dressed man stole it," D'Artagnan said, and looked out of the window. "That man, you there, come back and fight me," shouted D'Artagnan. D'Artagnan ran from Monsieur de Treville's house and chased the well-dressed man. He ran into Athos. "Watch where you're going," Athos shouted. "You watch where you're going. I'm in a hurry," said D'Artagnan. "You're a rude boy. I'll teach you some manners. We duel at noon," said Athos. D'Artagnan continued running. He ran into Porthos. "What do you think you're doing, young pup?" Porthos asked. "I'm trying to get past a windbag with an ugly sash," D'Artagnan replied. "You insolent boy! I'll teach you not to insult a man's clothes." "We duel at 1 o'clock," Porthos said. D'Artagnan looked round for the well-dressed man, but he had gone. He saw Aramis. He was talking to some other musketeers. Aramis was standing on a handkerchief. D'Artagnan walked over and picked up the handkerchief. "You dropped this," said D'Artagnan, and gave Aramis the handkerchief. The musketeers smiled. "Ah, Aramis! A secret affair with Madame de Chevreuse. That's her handkerchief," they said. D'Artagnan walked through the streets of Paris. He had duels with three musketeers on his first day in Paris. To die dueling a musketeer isn't a bad way to die, he thought. He went to meet Athos for his duel. Athos arrived at the same time as D'Artagnan. Aramis and Porthos were with him. "You can't duel this boy." "I have a duel with him," said Aramis. "I do as well," said Porthos. "I'm sorry. It looks like I won't be able to duel with you gentlemen," said D'Artagnan. Athos and D'Artagnan drew their swords. Dueling was against the law. they had to fight in secret. They were about to start their duel when the cardinal's guards arrived. "You're all under arrest," the guards said. "We won't allow it," Porthos replied. The musketeers and D'Artagnan fought against the cardinal's guards. Athos was still injured. D'Artagnan killed the leader of the guards and rescued Athos. When the cardinal guards were all dead, the four men went back to Monsieur de Tréville's house. "The king wants to see you four," Monsieur de Tréville said. The four men went to see the king, who was very happy. "You're very loyal men, and you gave the cardinal a black eye. Here, for your loyalty," the king said. He gave each of the men a bag of gold. The king was very impressed with D'Artagnan. The four men decided to buy dinner with the money. Then they bought a servant for D'Artagnan. The servant was called Planchet. They found a place for D'Artagnan to live. It was a small room above a dressmaker's house.